Marriage has been destroyed in this country. The institution of marriage means very little anymore. And even Christians today are accepting of divorce now. And, you know, a perfect example of this is what's going on right now where Dr. Kent Hovind's wife is divorcing him. Who's heard about this? How Dr. Kent Hovind's wife is in the process of divorcing him right now. I mean, how wicked. She's taking advantage of this feminist, no-fault divorce, this feminist, because if you look at the filing for the divorce, there's no reason given. It's just, I'm divorcing you because I can. This wicked, Soviet-styled, no-fault divorce, even Christians are taking advantage of it today. And she's divorcing her husband, not because he's committing adultery or beating her up or anything. No, nothing like that's even listed. Not that those are even necessarily excuses to get a divorce. But no, because divorce is never right. God hates divorce, the Bible says. But no, she's just divorcing him because she can. How wicked. And by the way, this is what's going on. He got out of prison about, what, 9 or 10 months ago, Dr. Kent Hovind. He was in prison for 9 years because of some stupid tax thing or, you know, the IRS came after him and, you know, he put him in jail for not giving them enough of his money. But anyway, he got out of prison and he gets home to his wife. And, you know, he'd been preaching the gospel for decades and preaching the Bible. And he's not exactly doctrinally like us, but he's a brother in Christ. And he did a lot of good teachings on the creation and a lot of good biblical videos and things that he put out over the years. And many of you have watched his videos and profited from them and enjoyed them. And he gets out of prison after 9 years of being in prison, and he gets home, and he gets home to his own house, and he walks into his own house, and his wife takes him down the hall and says, here, this is where you're sleeping tonight. I mean, dictating to him where he's going to sleep in his own home. I mean, what kind of feminist crap is that? This is Christianity today. I mean, the gall to do that to somebody after they've been in prison for 9 years, you know, suffering, a man of God suffering in prison for 9 years, and that's what he comes home to. But here's what happened. When Kent Hovind went to prison, basically his wife found another man to take care of her. Her son, Eric Hovind. And let me tell you something. This Eric Hovind is one of the most wicked people out there. And I don't understand how anybody can say, well, I love Kent Hovind. I also love Eric Hovind. And I love to watch Eric Hovind and Kent Hovind. I think they're both great. Look, I don't see how you can feel that way when you understand what Eric has done and is doing to his dad right now. And I mean, this is the day that we're living in, where children rebel against their parents and don't honor their parents, and where wives rebel against their husbands and don't honor their husbands, where there's no respect or honor for the guy who's the breadwinner, who worked to make it all happen. He's just thrown under the bus now as an older man. He's just cast aside now. I mean, after he paid for his wife for decades, he supported her, he took care of her, he nourished and cherished her for decades, kept himself faithful to her for decades, and he's just thrown under the bus. His son Eric, that was raised and taught and brought up by him, has done nothing but disrespect him and cast him aside. And the son is as wicked as hell. Here's why Eric Hovind is wicked as hell tonight. Number one, he preaches a false gospel. He doesn't preach that you're saved just by believing on Jesus Christ alone. He teaches that you have to do all this other repenting of your sins and turning over a new leaf. It's a total lordship salvation, a la Ray Comfort. Hardcore. Not even a little bit lordship salvation. Hardcore lordship salvation. Not only that, but after his dad went to prison and Eric stepped in to kind of take care of things and run it while he's gone, he took it from being a King James only thing to embracing all these modern perversions of the Bible. The NIV, the New Living Translation, all this other junk. He brings in James White and praises James White and praises everything that his father stood against. Then he raises all this money and says, hey, we're going to save Dr. Hovind's ministry. Hey, raises all this money in the name of Kent Hovind and uses Kent Hovind's mailing list. And then he basically just stole everything from his dad. He literally stole everything. And it might be legal, sort of, kind of, barely legal what he did, but that doesn't make it right. Here's what he did. When the IRS was going to come in and seize all of his dad's assets, what he did was he had the company sell it all to him at pennies on the dollar. So he bought like $2 million of merchandise and equipment for like $6,000. So he buys everything for like $6,000 or something, just something on paper so that he could transfer it to his own God Quest Ministries, which sounds more like a role-playing video game than, you know, a Baptist church or Baptist ministry. Not that Eric Hovind even claims to be Baptist. I think he's probably more of a non-denom kind of a type. But anyway, he plays this game of, you know, shuffling things around where he basically steals everything that was his dad's. Like, oh, Dad, I'll just watch it for you. I'll just take care of it for you while you're in prison. His dad gets out of prison, and Eric's living in his house, sleeping in his bed, eating out of his bowl of porridge. And basically, his dad comes out of prison to nothing. He's in prison for 9 years. He comes out. He has nothing. Dr. Hovind even brought up the fact he had a pocket knife that he'd had for years. He held it up to his son, and he said, son, who does this pocket knife belong to? And his son said, it belongs to God Quest Ministries. He said, no, this is my pocket knife. No, it was purchased by God Quest Ministries. All of his tools, all of his personal items, his own house, and even his own wife has been taken away from him. Everything was taken from him. He comes out of prison, and nothing is there because his son Absalom took all of it away. It's exactly like the story of Absalom in the Bible. This fraud, this joke, this loser. And listen to me, Eric Hovind is a loser tonight.
Amen.
His preaching sucks. Nobody listens to it.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to hear it. Nobody cares. Everything that he does and produces is riding on his dad's coattails. His ministry would be nothing without all of his dad's money, his dad's infrastructure, all the equipment that he inherited, quote unquote, stole from his dad, all of the gear. I mean, when you start a business, there's a big startup expense. Well, Hovind spent decades building up all the warehouse and the inventory and all the stuff. And Eric comes in and rides on dad's coattails. Nobody would ever even give a flip about Eric Hovind if his last name wasn't Hovind. Nobody wants to listen to that moron, that loser. Have you ever heard him talk? He's an idiot. He's a fool. He's not a man of God. He's not spirit-filled. He doesn't preach with boldness. He's a loser. But it's all riding on daddy's coattails, but then he takes his dad and throws him under the bus. No honor, no respect. And now he enables his mother to divorce her own husband with Kent Hovind's own money and resources. The infrastructure that he stole from his father. I can't even understand how anybody would follow that ministry or care anything about that ministry. It's nothing like even what Kent Hovind even put out in the first place. But he continues to make money off of and profit from Kent Hovind's ministry and his work. Even as he throws the person, Kent Hovind. Look, last week, he evicted Kent Hovind from his own house. And he wasn't even man enough to come and tell him, Dad, get out. He just posted an eviction notice so that when Kent Hovind woke up in the morning and stepped out, there's an eviction notice. You have 15 days to leave your own house. Listen to this. He's been paying rent. Are you listening to me? Kent Hovind has been paying $600 a month, every month since he got out of prison, to rent a small room in his own house. Down the hall from his wife. He's paying $600 a month to rent a room, and now he's being evicted from his house. We don't want you. We don't want you around, David. Go cross the Brook Kidron, David. Absalom's in charge now. And then that fat slug, Paul Taylor, that disgusting, Bible-corrupting false prophet that he brings in to replace Kent Hovind. Unbelievable. It's wicked. This is the world where, oh, but it's so wonderful. It's so modern. It's so feminist. You go, girl. You go, JoJo. You know, yeah, you just drop your husband, you drop that zero and get you a hero. It's wicked. It's garbage. Look, you say, well, but he went to prison and she had to go to prison for a year and whatever. Hey, you know what? It's for better, for worse. And you know what? She loved all the good times with him. She loved it when things were going good for decades, when things were going great, when things were awesome, and then things go bad, and then all of a sudden, let's just throw your husband under the bus now. Let's just throw your mom and dad under the bus. Let's just throw your wife under the bus. Isn't that so wicked? You know, it's just as wicked for a husband to discard his wife. You don't discard your wife. You don't discard your husband. It's for life. Amen. You love them. Amen. You honor and keep them till death do us part. That's what we swear on an altar when we get married. That's the commitment that we make toward marriage. And let me tell you something. You think that I or any other godly person would have their mother living with them in their house as she divorces her husband? Oh, here, come live with me, Mom, while you divorce Dad. Come here. What in the world is wrong with these people? But this is evangelical Christianity today.